On December 4th, when officials from the Division of Elections met with supervisors from Florida's 67 counties in Sarasota, they faced several questions on if or when their registration process would change. Ion Sancho, former Leon County Supervisor of Election, says the county supervisor's procedure shouldn't change.
So on January 8th, all the supervisor of elections across the state, that's when the amendment goes into effect, January 8th, individuals may fill out a voter registration application and register to vote. And the county supervisor of elections will accept those applications. That's step one.
Florida clemency lawyer Reggie Garcia believes their process should be similar to registration for non-felons.
So arguably, Amendment 4, as big as it is potentially for the 1.7 million convicted felons, and remember there was an exclusion for murder and sex offenses. Number one, people have to complete their term of sentence. And number two, they have to complete Form 39 or whatever its successor is and turn that in January 8th, 2019 or thereafter when Amendment 4 is effective.
But some state officials have other ideas. State's top election official, Secretary of State Ken Dessner, says he believes the legislature should provide guidance. Meanwhile, Garcia believes the opposite.
Because the constitutional amendment uses the word shall twice after the completion of sentence, I think it's less open to interpretation and more likely to be self-executing.
But some worry the implementation of the bill could be slow-walked because of politics. Sancho pointed to the election's aftermath as an example.
For example, in the recent controversies with the actual governor making these outlandish statements about fraud and ballots from nowhere, which basically was refuted by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement themselves.
Community advocate Neil Voles, who is also a felon, says he and others are hopeful politics will not delay the will of the voters.
Well, we're hopeful that we can walk this out together. We believe people when they say that they want to adhere to the will of the public who overwhelmingly supported Amendment 4 and said very clearly that, you know, when a debt's paid, it's paid. And when somebody's paid all portions of their debt back, they can be eligible to vote.
Ultimately, Neil says he expects no matter what happens, January 8th will be a celebrated day.
In some communities, there are going to be people who get in buses and go together. In other communities, people are going to, you know, meet at supervisors of elections offices. In other communities, it's going to be sharing your story on social media and Facebook Live, or, you know, just making sure that this is something that we can all celebrate together.
For WFSU News, I'm Blaze Ganey.